Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he was by nature God, did not consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to, but emptied himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, you have probably wondered what the meaning of that word is, that he emptied himself. And I would like to explain that to you today. And before I do so, I would like to point out that this is an excerpt from St. Paul's letter to Philippians. It's a short epistle. It has only 4 chapters. And as I read this epistle, I think of it as the epistle in a particular way of the paradox, of the combining of two seemingly contradictory ideas, that of joy and that of suffering. St. Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians, and this is not Caesarea Philippi, 20 miles north of the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus promised to give the keys of the kingdom to St. Peter as the first pope. This is Philippi in the country of Greece, and it was named after Philip II, who was king of Macedonia, and he was the father of Alexander the Great. So Philippi after Philip II. And this was a place where St. Paul Christianized. He brought the gospel to it, and he came a second time, and he was inspired to write this epistle to the Philippians. And as I said, this epistle is really a study in contrasts. We see joy, we see the word joy, we see the word rejoice, but then we also see this, the terrible suffering of our Lord being delineated in this same epistle. And as a matter of fact, it is in this epistle that we read the words that we hear on Gaudete Sunday in Advent. You know, one of the 2 Sundays where the priest wears rose-colored vestments. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And this is repeatedly over and over in this epistle to the Philippians. But he also talks, be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is also the gospel where he talks about people whose end is destruction, who worship pleasure. God is the belly, whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. So read it sometime, would you? You will be inspired by these 4 chapters, the epistle of the paradox in a particular way. And it is here that we read these words that Christ Jesus emptied himself. And the Greek word, in St. Paul's writing in Greek, is kenosis. And what St. Paul is getting across to us here is that when the Son of God became man, it looked as though it looks as though he gave away his divinity. Not really, of course, he can't. But it looks like he's not divine at times, anyway. He emptied himself, and then he explains it with 3 thoughts. He emptied himself, he took the nature of a slave, and he was made like unto men. And for somebody who did not have faith, they would look at Jesus at that time and say, that's just a man. A great man, but a man. This is the theological concept of kenosis. And of course, it would be terribly false to say that Jesus lost his divinity or lost any part of it. And heretics have said that. They took something literally here that was being used in, as a metaphor, as a, to get a point across of how much Jesus looked like us, that he didn't at first sight look like God. But he is God. And we bow our knees in profoundest adoration, for as Son of God, he is equal to the Father and equal to the Holy Ghost. But this is what Christ was willing to do for us, that he would, without losing anything of his divinity, hide his divinity in a certain sense. And that's why his enemies, as we read in today's Gospel of the Passion, mocking him on the cross, if you be the Son of God, come down from that cross. Would they have said that to God if he had revealed his full glory? Of course they wouldn't dare. Nobody would dare. But he emptied himself. He made himself look like the worst of people. He died the most ignominious death available at that time, crucifixion. It was the death of slaves. So it was truly a kenosis. To the exterior appearance, he emptied himself of his divinity, but of course he never did. But he wanted to show us how much he would humble himself, how he'd be obedient. And it is because of this, as St. Paul says later in today's epistle, therefore God has also exalted him and has bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, which is what we did, both when it was chanted and when it was read. He deserves that adoration. He deserves the utmost we can give him, because he emptied himself. Is there a kenosis in your life and my life? You know, there needs to be a kenosis too. An emptying of ourselves. What would we empty ourselves of, spiritually speaking? We need to empty ourselves of sin. That's our kenosis. We have to empty ourselves of our fallen inclinations and take on the Lord Jesus Christ, which is what St. Paul preaches to us insistently, put on the Lord Christ. But you see, we can't put him on, and he can't come inside of us if we're full of self, our sinful inclinations. That has to be emptied. And we will become like, more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's our ongoing effort, to strive for holiness throughout our lives. It's a kenosis. It's trying to put on our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we shall do so, then remember, one day when you reach heaven, you will receive a palm. A palm of victory. And you have a foreshadowing of, or foresignification of that by the palm you received today. We held our palms in the triumphant exaltation of our Lord, but as we know, so many that cheered Hosanna on Sunday were saying, crucify him on Good Friday. But the palm has a very real meaning of victory. And St. John says in the Apocalypse that those in heaven are carrying palms. So I ask you to look at your palm today. Remember, blessed sacramental, treat it with reverence and care. And it's the symbol of your future palm. You have to persevere, of course. Your perseverance for the palm of victory. If we carry our crosses in this life and love the cross of our Lord and honor the cross, we will receive the reward of carrying, of bearing the cross. Without Calvary, as we know, there would never have been a resurrection. So we look forward to that. Persevere in your good intents. Let's have a very thoughtful and prayerful observance of this Holy Week.